For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, really quickly here at the top of the hour, let's dive into the latest with the Minnesota Vikings. Let's get you guys updated on the latest with the Minnesota Vikings football game. Vikings trail 10-3. And it's been a rough first quarter and 5 minutes. L.A., the first couple of possessions looked dominant on offense. Looked absolutely dominant. But the Vikings have stepped up here. Their last possession resulted in 3 points. They just, roughing the kicker. Yeah. So the Minnesota Vikings were just punting.
Yes.
And Mr. Wright got roughed up by the Rams defense, so now the Minnesota Vikings have the ball first and 10 at the 50. They retain possession of the football. We're getting a little bit of luck going our way here right now.
Well, this comes off the heels of having what we thought was a fumble returned for a touchdown by the Vikings defense. It ended up being an incomplete pass by Matthew Stafford. And yeah, Sam Darnold has taken 3 sacks tonight.
Yeah.
And it was a 4th and 15. But yeah, that was a roughing the kicker, which is, an unnecessary roughness. If it was a running into the kicker, obviously it would have been five yards.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now Vikings
that
have the ball.
That was roughing.
Yeah, that was roughing. So here's a chance. Got to get more points on the board with this because, yeah, the Rams got out to a really good 10-0 start.
All right, so real quickly, let's go back to something you just mentioned, and you were spot on. With the Vikings trailing 10-3, it looked like the Vikings were on the verge of tying up the game because Jonathan Greenard, he made his way to – terrible block there by Jalen Naylor. Good defensive player, though. I give it to the Rams, defensive player. They got to quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford was getting ready to go down and be sacked. He got rid of the football. He
flicked it with the wrist. He just kind of flicked it forward with the wrist, because most of the time you talk about the arm has got to be going forward. The arm was going down, but it was a matter of the wrist flicking the ball forward.
And he just threw an interception.
That was an interception?
Oh, my God.
And just tried to fit it into a tight window.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. It's still only 10-3.
It's not all right. Sam Darnold doesn't look good to me tonight.
Yeah, is the ball thrown to Addison?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, guy just undercut the route.
You got to throw it more to the sideline.
Yeah, you have to throw it out. Yeah, it was not a good throw by Sam Darnold. That's all right. Still only 10-3. Vikings get the ball first in the second half.
All right, so now tonight's not been fun. Because the quarterbacks look shaky.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive lines look shaky. Okay? The defense we look shaky. The Vikings look shaky. The defenses look shaky.
I think the defense has been okay. The offensive line, again, the Rams don't blitz a lot, but their front four is vicious. For as bad as the secondary is, the front four is that good. Sam has got to get the ball out. And I don't know if you have to run shorter routes. Like, you've got to do something to get your guys. You can't have these 15 or 20 yard routes when the pocket is collapsing. Like, it's got to be one, two, you know, less than 3 seconds. He's got to get that ball out. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night. Let's see if KOC can adjust.
Ma'am? Well, hold on.
I'm not looking at it right now and saying, oh, man, this is Sam Darnold. There are some throws. He's made more throws tonight than he did last week. I mean, would you agree with that? And Aaron Jones has gotten a couple of really nice runs. Like, Aaron Jones has busted off a couple of them. He didn't do that last week.
Wait. You're saying that Sam Darnold's had some good throws tonight that he didn't have last week?
I said, yeah, he's made more throws tonight than he did last week.
How many?
He's made a couple of them.
A couple?
Yeah, he's made a couple of them.
How many completions does he have tonight? Can't be that many.
No, but I mean,
and they've been easy throws.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, about those completions. I mean, you're right. Like, there was a bubble screen for Justin Jefferson that if Jalen Naylor makes that block, Jefferson's got a first down.
Are quarterbacks defined by the easy throws or the difficult ones?
I think right now the quarterback has just got to be defined by being able to keep threw it to the wrong receiver, too. He had somebody cutting over the middle. I think that was, it was Jalen Naylor. Yeah, Jalen Naylor right there, wide open. Like, if he hits Jalen Naylor in stride, Naylor's got, you know, ooh, and the right hand hit the top of a helmet of an offensive lineman. So,
A texter here from the 612 is saying to me, I'm trying to figure this out. Henry, if you don't believe the NFL is involved with some sort of script, and I know you're going to play it off, well, why are you asking me that? if you know I'm going to play it off. And I don't blame you, but come on, man. Do you see that last call? How was that not worse a fumble? Pathetic. What call are we talking about?
Are you talking about the fumble that was ruled an incomplete pass? The one that was returned for a touchdown.
Okay, so I asked him. He says, I'm not ripping you. Blanket statement. NFL is pulling strings on this one. Damn, they want LA to win. Also, Darnold is just out of his league. Texter, I'm asking you, which play are you talking about? You said a play. How was that last play? Are you talking about the
fumble that was ruled an incomplete pass?
That ended up being an incomplete pass.
Yes.
So I guess my question to him would be, what are you talking about then? He says not worst, a fumble, pathetic. It wasn't a fumble.
But I think when it was a fumble on the field initially,
they reviewed it and it wasn't a fumble.
They reviewed it and it was an incomplete pass. Yeah, and the text.
So my question to the texter is, if they reviewed it and they said it wasn't a fumble, which in hindsight it wasn't a fumble, then what are we debating here? I mean, I'm upset too because I wanted us to have a touchdown and a score to be tied. Did they get the call right on the field? Yes.
Yeah, I think
we saw it 20 times. They showed a million replays. He threw the ball away.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't a fumble.
Yeah, to me, I was more interested in, and I can't remember if this was on the air or off, but just, was that an intentional grounding? Like, what other penalties?
That's what I mentioned.
Yeah. So, when you look at where Stafford's, his arm was going down, but the wrist flicked the ball forward. And that, to me, is what the NFL looked at, and the officials were like, yeah, okay, that was an incomplete pass. And I understand. It would have been great if it would have been a fumble because, yeah, it would have been a defensive touchdown. It would have been a tie game. But, I mean, they've been able to get a little bit of pressure on Stafford, put him into some third and long situations. So, I mean, I feel like the defense is starting to settle in.
The defense is starting to settle in.
Yeah.
Our offense has got to get going, though. We've got to get cooking.
And that's why some of those, you know, when I'm talking about those throws that Darnold was making, sometimes you have to make those easy throws. And the Jalen Naylor, that was an easy throw. Like, he got so locked in to Addison that I don't know if the pressure was, oh, that was almost blocked. I don't know if the pressure at this point, Henry, is he's got to look for his first or second read, and then that's it. Because Jalen Naylor, that would have been the third read on that, and this was awfully close to a block. Close to a block. Like, went through the fingers. Yeah, that's hard. But, hey,
yeah, Texter, I see what you're saying about that play. That was just one that didn't go our way, man. He did not fumble the ball. You would agree with that, right? That was not a fumble. He did throw it away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah. I would have loved if it would have been a fumble, but I do believe that, as you saw the wrist going forward, it was an incomplete pass. So, yeah, again,
I don't even think that's debatable anymore.
Yeah, maybe it should have been intentional grounding. Maybe there should have been something. I don't know, but it wasn't a fumble. I wish it would have been a fumble, but I think the right call was being an incomplete pass.
All right, 651-461.
Game tying drive coming up here. I'm calling it.
I hope so.
He's going to go to Jalen Naylor. That's my call.
Coming up next, is it a winter classic if it's not in cold temperature regions? We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Not everybody likes the idea of an NHL Winter Classic being in Florida. I kind of find that interesting. I find that interesting. The Florida Panthers are going to host the 2026 NHL Winter Classic versus the New York Rangers. And I say to that, Chris Tubbs does not agree.
No.
Chris,
that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said last week before the initial announcement, it's going to be a little unusual. It's going to be a little more unique. Some people will think we've lost our minds, and it's going to be good. What do you have against the NHL Winter Classic being in Florida?
I just think that If you're going to have a winter classic, it should be in a place where winter is. So to me, I just feel like the winter classic is all about like what NHL hockey is, you know, what NHL hockey is all about. NHL hockey is, you know, it's cold, it's wintry, it's snowy. Like to me, that's what the winter classic is about. The winter classic is not going to something in shorts and t-shirts.
Well, hold on. I 100% disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
The Florida Panthers, have they been decent in the NHL?
Yeah, they have.
Okay. All right, so we know that they've had a good hockey organization recently.
Uh-huh.
We know that hockey is played indoors and outdoors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the Winter Classic, how are we defining the Winter Classic? We're defining it by temperature, or are we defining it by time of year? You define it by the time of year and when it's played. It's played January the 2nd. That's winter. Winter. That's winter.
Yeah.
It's not defined by the temperature.
No, it is defined by the point in the year that it is.
So it's a Winter Classic.
But a place that doesn't have natural snow should not have outdoor hockey.
They have NHL hockey.
But that's indoor. Like that's.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, they don't have natural snow. You can't have an outdoor, you know. I mean, come on. We have baseball that's played in colder weather than what they're going to play the Winter Classic in.
Wow. Why are you hating on NHL? Doing a good job, man.
This is not a good job. This is dumb. This is ridiculous. Like, yeah, good for Tampa, good for Florida, good for Dallas, good for Vegas, good for Los Angeles, good for all of these really successful warm weather, warm market NHL teams. Good job. Congratulations on winning Stanley Cups. But when it comes to the Winter Classic, if you don't have natural snow, don't have natural ice, I hope that you put the ice rink out there, and I hope that it's really hot. So that way, the ice will melt, and everybody's just going to be skating around in water.
You're just hating. That's all you're doing is hating.
Just bitter.
You're hating. I mean, we just had the Winter Classic a couple years ago.
Oh, I know. But it just doesn't.
Let it move around, man. Florida, they deserve it. They're the reigning Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, listen, they're a good hockey club. They're a very good hockey club. But that doesn't mean that you should just be able to have the Winter Classic. I mean, I understand all of the success. I get that. I totally understand the success that they've had. But I just feel like it's, you know, go to Winnipeg, right? Go to Vancouver. Go to Calgary. Go to Ottawa. Go to Montreal. Like, go to all of these. You know what? You've got to win a Stanley Cup, and that's just going to be part of the prerequisite.
What if it snows in Florida in 2026? It snowed in Atlanta this weekend.
That would be great.
Hey, it snowed in Atlanta this weekend.
If they had snow there, nobody'd ever show up to it. Everybody be inside because they're not used to the snow.
Don't be a hater your whole life.
I'm not being a hater. I'm just trying to, you know, realistically say that I think that I feel that we should end up, you know, in a situation where
Darnold's played his last game as a Minnesota Vikings.
Boy, that was rough. That was rough. Fumble and a touchdown for the LA Rams.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Hey, again. Can't be an epic comeback if you don't get down.
And we do get the ball first in the second half.
We do get the ball first in the second half. So, yeah, you go down, you score a touchdown, it'll be 17-10. You get the ball first in the second half, 17-17. And then, you know, you give a chance for Will Reichard. And, yeah, I mean, Sam had time. He had time there. He double clutched. And
you can't fumble, man.
No, you can't. You can't.
Man, this is our existence at being Vikings fans, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this hurts, dude. This hurts, dude.
It's not the most enjoyable feeling, but, you know, it's a feeling. We're going through some things right now.
And you know what's interesting is that somebody had mentioned to me earlier today that every I assume it was ESPN. I didn't ask them what outlet, but I think my sister said that every analyst said that the Rams are going to win this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that there are a lot of, again, it's recency bias. Like, people are going to go back and they're going to remember, okay, what was the last game that Sam Darnold played? Oh, it was against
Sam Darnold's trending.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Sam Darnold, was last week the carriage turning into the pumpkin, and it's still a pumpkin? And then from this, like, how much heat does KOC take for the inability to get Sam Darnold prepped for tonight? Like, how much of the blame? And again, it's not over. I mean, you go down and you score, at least get points. You know, 17-6 or 17-10 heading into the half, but it's danger time now. Like, this is the biggest lead that the Rams can have tonight. You can't let this thing get more than 14.
Oh, man. Vanita's gonna. I gotta wake up and talk about this at 7:40
in the morning. 7:40,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited about.
Do you want to sleep through your alarm? I mean, can you just say...
Maybe I should just turn my phone off.
Yeah, you should just say your phone died and your alarm wasn't on. That's what you should say. Like, what is the excuse Henry should have for not doing the hit tomorrow morning with Vanita? 651-461-9226. What excuse can Henry Lake come up with? What excuse can you come up that Henry does not have to get on the morning news at 7:40? See, now I think they're just going to play ball control, being down by 14. Seems like a smart thing.
And we can't, like, the mix of run and pass and all that stuff, whatever, it's just not, it's not working out.
You got to stay with the run, though. Got to tote the rock. How happy is Daniel Jones right now, though?
I'll say this right now.
He thinks he might have a job next year.
I will believe in this team. Mm-hmm. If we can get it to 17-10. If we can get a touchdown on this drive, I'll believe.
How about 17-6? Oh.
You got to throw the ball, man.
Yep. Yeah.
He's seeing ghosts.
He was dancing around. He's it's Halloween for Sammy D.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, 651-461-9226. We will take a break. We'll come back. I want to take Vikings phone calls. I'm about to tweet. We're talking Vikings before halftime. I want to hear from you right now. I want people. I know some of y'all are watching this damn game and you're pissed off. I want to hear from you right now. 651-461-9226. Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, everybody. Take your phone calls next.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
It's very... I couldn't have asked for a better song. We're stressed out. Vikings fans are stressed out because we are trailing 17-3 here in the... here at the two-minute warning at the end of the first half, it's been a terrible night so far for the Minnesota Vikings.
Terrible, no good, very bad night.
And I hope that Aaron Jones didn't get hurt. Aaron Jones did get hurt a little bit. Hopefully he's not seriously hurt. Got a little nicked up.
Yeah, he's limping back to the huddle.
Is this how we scripted it? Did you script it that where we would have a massive comeback?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. What's that song? If you're going to do it right. Yeah. This is the Sam Darnold Redemption Tour.
What song was that again you were just trying to sing?
If you're going to do it right. You've never heard that? You never heard that song?
I think I feel like I know where you're trying to go, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's 4th and 2. You got to go for it here at this point. Like, you have to. You know, 90 seconds left. You're just short of midfield. This is your game. This is a momentum play right here.
This is your game?
This is momentum play. There it is.
And you get sacked.
Yep. Yeah, Sam Darnold he cannot get rid of that ball tonight. He is having a really hard time handling that pressure. It's some of it is the offensive line. Some of it is Sam just not getting rid of the ball when he should. And now the Rams have the ball in plus territory with less than 90 seconds.
You should have kicked it. You should have kicked. You shouldn't have went for it on 4th and 2.
Receiver slipped, Jefferson slipped, but he got back up. There were options there. Like, there were options.
They should not have went for it on 4th and 2 at midfield. You should not have done that. You should not have done that. I'm sorry. I disagree. They should not have went for it on 4th and 2.
I understand why they did it, but Sam's got to take some responsibility on that.
I agree with you.
I don't have a problem with them going for it.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Listen. This is the thing. Right now, Sam Darnold's...
And there's a member of the Vikings is down, and Puka Nacua is hurt.
I don't know. His internal clock is just terrible right now.
Yeah, he is not... There's just something going on with Sam Darnold tonight that he cannot get rid of that ball in time. He just can't. And he's taking some unnecessary sacks.
This is unbelievable to me. 651-461-9226. The season is over.
Because we said
I'm just going to go ahead and stay up. Look at Justin Jefferson. I've never seen Justin Jefferson that dejected before. Wow. Have you ever seen him that dejected before?
He just had his head down. Yeah.
That was beyond having your head down. Oh, my God. I've never seen him in that type of shape before. Text line.
Right there. Yeah, I'm looking right there.
These last two games will make it very easy for the Vikings in the offseason. Sam is gone. Go hang out with Cousins. Same cats. Can't win when it matters. Woof. There are plenty of NFL teams that are awful year in and year out, but no team in the NFL is more cursed than the Vikings. We are the Cubs of the NFL. Woof!
I think there's no question. Well, maybe there will be a question about Sam Darnold, but I think as of, like, today, the decision for the Vikings has been made. I think tonight, barring some miraculous second half comeback, I think you're looking at, you know, where this franchise, where the direction has to go.
This is,
I mean, he just cannot get the ball out. He cannot get the ball out.
That last play is the difference between Matthew Stafford and Sam Darnold.
Agreed.
Sam Darnold cannot get rid of the ball quick, and Matthew Stafford can.
And Stafford just rolled out to the right. Sam has got more mobility than Matthew Stafford. But Matthew Stafford, one thing that he's
got... I don't think he does.
You don't think so?
No.
Sam
Darnold's not... He's not a better athlete than Matthew Stafford.
Okay. See, I think that right now where they're at with their ages, I mean, Stafford's 36. He doesn't move like he used to. But, man, and there's Puka Nacua just pushing forward for a first down. I mean, this thing could be 24-3.
Never should have went for it on 4th-and-2. Never should have went for it on 4th-and-2. That was just bad decision-making. It sucked that you ended up at 4th-and-2, but you got to kick the ball. You got to kick it down there. You can't do it. It's too early.
I get some of the same vibes that...
Oh, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, Davis Allen.
Vikings trail. 23.
Mm-hmm.
To 3. Extra point pending. Oh, my gosh. This is a rout. This is a rout.
Is this going to go down? What, in the pantheon of Vikings losses, where could this one rank in the postseason?
I don't think it does.
You don't think it does?
No.
I mean, you're 14-3, best record in the history of the NFL for a while.
I mean, where's it ranked, though? I mean, it can't rank in the top five.
I think in terms of disappointment, it might not be top five. But this is a bad look.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is a...
There's no question.
This is because you come into this as technically a Vegas favorite. And everything was set up for you to at least be competitive on what is essentially a neutral field. I know that everything, you know, right now, you look at kind of how the first half is, you know, it's technically a Rams home game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially a neutral game.
It's a neutral site. 651-461-9226. I want to talk about the Vikings. If you're out there and you're listening or you're just frustrated, and I sent out a tweet, if you want to talk about the Vikings, let's talk about what we've seen here in this first half. Because this is hard to watch, man. It really is hard to watch. This from the text line, watching the Manning cast, and Belichick says Sam has a hard time seeing an open JJ all year. This from the 763. So, guys, is there a way KOC can get them out of their own heads during the half? This is a breakdown for the entire team. The defense has played poorly here to start the game. Then they kind of settled in. Now they've regressed here again here at the end of the half. Now they just take, look at this. Now they just take a knee. I get it, man. This.
I feel like KOC is kind of, it kind of goes back to last week. Just very uncharacteristic of Kevin O'Connell.
Text line. This one doesn't hurt as much because I can go to bed early, but not as bad as the missed field goal against Atlanta or the Favre interception against New Orleans. Yeah, those rank up there.
No question.
Even 41 Donut. Even that, that's a top fiver.
Yeah, I think from a disappointment.
Seattle, Blair Walsh, that hurts more.
The shank at the bank, that hurt. 98 hurt a lot. Like, 98 was bad. 2009 was bad. I put 98 and then 2009.
Let's take a phone call from Robert in Northeast. Robert in Northeast, he's been waiting for this night. He's been waiting for this moment.
Yes,
he's the
baby,
one.
I told you they were going to get smeared like the queens they are.
Man, you just love to be the Vikings hater, Robert.
Yep, you're dang right I do, and I was right. I'd have bet it so, too. if we had a sports book here, I'd bet the dang game. I'd have bet them they were going to beat them by 20. Check it what I would have bet.
Oh, man.
20.
Oh, wow. So do you feel good or do you feel vindicated? Do you feel good or do you feel vindicated?
I'm vindicated all the way. You made fun of me all the way and joked around. No, I
said you shouldn't be a bandwagon jumper. Either you're on or off. That's what I said.
I know I shouldn't. You know what? I should have just stayed with the hating. Like I was. I should have. Like I was.
You love being a hater.
I remember the day that they did that playoff game. I tore my hat, Viking hat up, and threw it in the trash.
What game was that? There's been so many I can't remember which
whatever
one.
Game. There was a playoff game where Denny Green screwed it up.
Oh, you're talking about 98.
98.
You're talking about 98. I think you mentioned the take a knee.
That's when I started to be a Viking hater.
January 17th, 1999. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. I'm sorry you weren't able to make any money off it. It would have been real nice if you could have made some money off it.
Yeah, if we have sportsbook here, I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you. All right, Robert, I appreciate you, man.
I make a lot of money off of these people.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Robert in Northeast, 651-461-9226. Robert in Northeast feels like he's been vindicated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Robert in Northeast saw 24-3 at halftime.
I don't think anybody saw 24-3. I don't think anybody saw 24-3. But. Five sacks for the Rams. Two turnovers by Sam Darnold. A couple of touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford. That's not the best showing. I'll be very curious.
How much money is Sam Darnold losing right now? A lot.
He's losing millions of dollars by the minute. I mean, it's exactly. Now, tomorrow, we wake up. Is Sam Darnold the journeyman quarterback again? Is he the guy that's looking for a home? Is he the guy that's going to, you know, go somewhere as a backup? Or does he get a shot for a place like Cleveland? Or does he go to a place like Tennessee? Well, Tennessee's got the number one overall pick. But Sam Darnold is playing his way out of Minnesota.
The texter at the beginning of the show, from the 612, said that I was just taking shots at Sam Darnold and all this. And I was not. All I said at the beginning of the show tonight was that Sam Darnold has more pressure on him now because Jaden Daniels won a playoff game last night. And we know this, that either Sam Darnold, we know one thing. If he doesn't play well tonight, he won't be here next year. Mm-hmm. And I think that right now, if we did a poll on the text line, I think the majority of people will say that Sam Darnold's not going to be a Viking next year.
I think,
and this is not to say that we don't appreciate what he did for the team this year. We do, but this is hard to watch.
Well, and my whole thing, you know, to kind of get serious for a moment, is Sam Darnold cannot be the reason why you lose this game. Like, if Matthew Stafford goes nuts or Kyren Williams or, you know, whatever, or there's something fluky that happens. But right now you can look at that offensive line is not holding up at all. But at the same time, Sam Darnold is not pulling his weight. Sam Darnold is a liability to this offense, at least through the first half. He cannot be the reason why you're losing this game, and he's probably 60% of why you're losing this game.
You want to hear some good news?
What?
We get Christian Darrisaw back next year.
Hey, yes. Will he be ready for training camp?
Probably.
Okay.
You would think. He got hurt, what was it, week 7?
Yeah, it was
like yeah, it was against the Rams.
Yeah, it was against the Rams.
Yeah, it was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Hey, we still got, you know, how many minutes of football? 15, 30 minutes of football. All you got to do is go down, score a touchdown, onside kick, touchdown, onside kick, touchdown. It can be done.
Final segment of the Late Show coming up next year. Oh, the text line is went in. 320, I'm probably in the minority, but I figured we would end up getting blown out, winning by a small margin, or losing a close game to a crazy play in the closing seconds. Well, I hope that's the case at least.
So the story,
I want to feel like there's something to watch when I leave out of here tonight.
The story has not been written yet.
This one from the text line, I truly feel bad for players like J.J., Thielen, Jared Allen, Randy Moss come here and have no chance of winning a ring. It's like a wasted career to be an elite Vikings player.
Yeah.
For the 507, Henry, who's calling the plays?
Kirk.
Sam or KOC?
Kirk. Goes to Kirk Cousins. That's his call. Probably Westville. No, is it? KOC is the play caller, right? Or is it Westville? Yeah, it's got to be KOC. That's what I thought.
The internal clock in and Sam Darnold's head is not good. His pocket awareness has been brutal.
Awful.
It's been brutal.
Again, the Rams have been getting pressure, but there are times that Sam has looked like he wanted to throw, and then he'd double clutch, he'd pull it down, and if he's not going to hit his receiver in stride, Sam just doesn't look like he's capable of getting the ball out in a rhythm. Just like 1-2-3, boom. 1-2-3, boom. Everything seems very clunky tonight. Mm-hmm. It's very, very awkward.
Hey, real quickly, I'm seeing this. They're talking about it, the halftime show. Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark is on the set with
Jason Kelsey.
What's my guy's name? Ballhead. From ESPN.
Oh, Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah. Yep, Scott Van Pelt. And I didn't hear the audio. I'm just looking at it right now, the video, and I'm looking at mm-hmm. the words. Every one of these plays feels like a referendum on what Sam Darnold or where he'll be next year. In the biggest two games of the season, he wasn't protected, and he folded under the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The fumbles on him, which led directly to a touchdown, and the interception was on him.
Yes, absolutely.
Again,
the offensive line has not done him any favors. But even if that offensive line would have held up, Sam still is not making good decisions tonight. He's just not. I mean, is that safe to say?
Because
the line is not protecting him.
No. And I would say that the line hasn't done their job.
Yeah, the line has not done their job. Sam has made a bad situation worse.
But when he sees the rush coming, get rid of the football. You got to do something. You can't hold on. Because
he's trying to dance around and evade.
All of these sacks are like 12-yard losses.
Well,
and this is not going to work.
And that's the thing. Everything gets you from a second and five or six to a third and long. You're absolutely right. Like, the sacks are him going backwards. They're not necessarily in the pocket. They're not moving up towards the line of scrimmage. These are all backwards. And, I mean, you are behind the sticks. And now, yeah, you've got to have a perfect second half. And we've seen nothing from them tonight that says that they are capable of this. But I mean, you got to go. I mean, you can't turtle up at this point, right? You got to let Sam fling it. I mean, you got to go down swinging at this point. Like screen passes, bubble pass, bubble screens, motion, whatever. And that's a false start. I thought it was a false start.
Text line's got me cracking up. text line says he's a weak Cousins. Pull him, JJ in. JJ's not available.
It'd be Daniel Jones.
JJ's not available. JJ McCarthy is out with a torn meniscus.
Maybe they mean Justin Jefferson?
I hope not.
I mean, maybe you just go some wildcat, but just, oh man, Sam took a hit.
We still completed.
Did he complete the pass?
That's his best throw of the day.
Oh, Jordan Addison, attaboy. Okay. That's the game changer right there.
I'm watching him get sacked on the very
next play. He got his face melted. Look at that. Boom! Oh, look at Sammy. He stood there like a man. Yeah, that's how a man takes a hit. Like a man takes a hit like that. Look at that. You're going to be eating a lot of crow when it's 27-24.
Gosh.
Perfect second half.
All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be talking about some spectacular comeback for the Minnesota Vikings. Let's shock the world. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.